In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Today is the day that we celebrate and give thanks for all the ministries that happen here at Ascension. And it is, in fact, all of our ministries that really, in fact, pull us together as a people. This morning at 8 o'clock, we baptized a new member of the parish. Now, I didn't have to get out a stepladder to actually anoint him, but Carl is very close to 7 feet tall. So he's really tall, really tall. But one of the things that's amazing about baptizing an adult is they are asking the questions, when I ask the questions in the examination, it is a very intentional moment. It's very profound to hear an adult say, "I renounce all of the bad things in life." When asked, "Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior?" And the adult says with sincerity, "I do." It's an important moment. And then when we join together with the newly or the soon-to-be baptized and reaffirm our baptismal covenant, we make promises that are really kind of deep questions and deep things that we should be thinking about. Things like, will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers? That's a commitment. That's probably one of the easiest of those commitments because they get harder as the questions go along. Questions like, will you seek and serve Christ in all people, loving your neighbor as yourself? That starts to get harder, doesn't it? And will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Well, most of us would say, well, yeah, I'll try. But that becomes where the rubber meets the road, where Christian living is really made manifest. And to put it in perspective, though, there's a way to think about this on a spectrum of where we find ourselves. And one of the spectrums is faith or creed. Do we live our life according to the creed, or do we live our life by faith? And I'd put myself on the side of, if given my choice, on the side of living by faith. That creeds are fine and great, but it's faith that really matters. Same thing with regards to discipline. There are some who want the church to be very organized. Well, I don't know that it's really possible to organize. One of my kids, I can't remember whether it was you, Chris, or Matt, said, "I don't believe in organized religion." And I said, "I didn't either, because the only religion I've ever experienced is disorganized." But that's true. What's more important, discipline or worship? It's worship, really, that draws us and unites us together. When we hear that gospel message this morning of wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, I will be there. Well, I believe that when we gather and in worship, that Christ is truly present. I don't find Christ truly present in the Constitution and canons of the Episcopal Church. The other piece of spectrum, if you will, is judgment or love. And again, I want to come down on the side of love. We hear that again and again in Scripture, that it is love, really, that unites. And that judgment never really unites people. It divides people. So as we celebrate ministries today, let's think about what unites us. Let's think about what is fundamental to who we are, which is worship. And let's think about how we go forth out into the world in faith. So as we go through this service, we've already talked about worship. We've talked about formation. We're going to be talking in a few moments about pastoral care. And then we'll be talking about fellowship. And then we'll be talking about presence. And then finally, we'll be talking about outreach, going forth out into the world. In all of those, let's keep in mind our faith, our worship, and our love. Amen.